both teams will be going into it full of confidence. St. Michael's topped their group and they're going well, you know. I suppose the big talking point with St. Michael's is that Colin Matney hasn't played much of them all year and doesn't look like he's going to feature today either, and maybe for the rest of the championship if they progress. So, you know, he's been the star man down through the years. But, you know, in fairness, Christie's come back in, and Christie Toy, and he's having a great year so far for them. And Martin McElhinney and Daniel McLaughlin, and, you know, I suppose Michael Langan's really coming of age for them now, and he's turned into a real leader, both at county and now for his club. And, you know, St. Michael's kind of coming in under the radar. Not too many people chatting about them all year. I wouldn't have had them in contention to win a championship. But, you know, they'll fancy their chances against McCool's. You know, and I think there's a good opportunity for them to get to the semi-final. And once in a semi-final, you know, you always have a chance. I suppose, looking at McCool's, Tom, they'll be coming confident enough too. I know they lost to Kilcare the last day, but apparently they were resting some men looking forward to this weekend. They kind of knew that they were already through. Poggy McGeehan's doing a good job with them up there. McCool's this year's got them promoted back to Division 1, I think the first time in 13 years. So, you know, McCool's have been, you know, in the doldrums there for all them years when people think they should have been in Division 1 and, you know, didn't get there through one reason or another. But listen, they maybe got their act together this year, and Marty Reilly and Stephen Reilly and Darren O'Leary, you know, good players, Tom. And, you know, McCool's always have a bit of championship tradition, even when they weren't going that well. They got to a couple of finals back there in the noughties. So, you know, it's been an interesting game, Tom. And I think McCool's might run them closer than a lot of people think.
Yeah, and I know from talking to you early in the week, you're impressed that McCool seemed to be able to get quite a lot of goals.
Aye, well, that's it, Tom. They're putting up big scores, like I think even down against... was it Milford that they got four? You know, Milford's not an easy place to go to and to do that there. So, you know, they've got their eye in and they're playing a good attacking brand of football, and they're not overly defensive and they're backing themselves, Tom. They've got them good forwards like Darren O'Leary and Marty Reilly, and, you know, St. Michael's are going to have to be on their guard.
How do you see it go?
I think, Tom, you know, you would have to think that St. Michael's will have a wee bit more experience. Although St. Michael's have got it close in the past in O'Donnell Park in these kind of games. I know, was it last year, Burt ran them close. But, you know, they still got over the line. So I think when it comes down to Tom, with Christy Toy and Martin McElhinney and Michael Langan and, you know, Daniel McLaughlin, Andrew Kelly, they have a wee bit more experience. They should have enough to beat McCool's. But I think there might only be a point or two in it, Tom. Mm.
Moving on to tonight to McCool Park and... the second of those quarter-finals, Glenswilly, of course, with a great championship tradition in recent years, taking on some four masters who, I suppose, didn't win last week but produced one of the performances of the championship so far in the second half against Termon.
Well, that's right, Tom. You know, I think apparently I heard during the week that the half-time team talk for four masters was, you know, to keep the score down. I think they were maybe 11 or something down at half-time, and I think they said if they could get it back to 7 or 8, that would keep them out of the relegation playoff on score difference. So that was kind of their aim for the second half, and then they got a man sent off. So their backs were to the wall, and, you know, two quick goals, and then they have a storming comeback, and maybe unlucky not to get a draw at the end of it. But the one-point defeat was good enough to get them into the quarter-final. So they'll be coming in, you know, happy enough, Tom. They survived the late scare in Division 2 to stay in it. You know, they were under pressure for the last few games, and I suppose they pulled out a few results. It's the older boys again that's you know, leading the charge for them, Barry Dunyan and Barry Monaghan, and Carl Lacey's back now doing his bit too. You know, I know they have a few minors too, but I think, listen, Tom, for Masters probably think now that they're in bonus territory, they're in a quarter final, they have nothing to lose. But Glenswilly, you know, we know what they're like this last 10 years. They're a very experienced team. They use the league just to maybe brought a few players here and there and just get the job done, stay in Division 1. And when it comes to this time of the year, they're a different animal. And I suppose the big thing for them at this time of year, Michael Murphy's always there, and he's the leader, and they all row in behind him. We know that Neil is struggling, big Neil Gallagher's struggling this year with injuries. But, you know, you would think that he'll have a part to play. Maybe not tomorrow night, because I think they might be comfortable enough against four masters, but, you know, if they're going to progress after that there, I think they'll need big Neil. But for me, Tom, the experience and the guile of Michael Murphy and Copper McFadden and Eamon Ward at the back, you know, they should have too much for four Masters.
And then we move on to Sunday, and the first of the two games on Sunday is, well, I suppose it's maybe in a lot of people's eyes one of the championship deciders. It's the champions Kilcar facing Niamh Connell, a repeat of last year's final.
Well, that's right, Tom. When we were speaking earlier on the week for the newspaper, you know, we didn't know whether Ryan McHugh was going to play or not, and the word has come out now that he's not playing, and you know, it's a big blow to Kilcar, and more importantly, it's a big blow to Ryan because these concussion injuries are very serious. You know, we see what's happening with the rugby players, so you know, we wish Ryan all the best, and we hope that we see him back as soon as possible because he's one of the best players in the country, never mind Donegal. But his, Tom, I think, is going to be a major, major blow to Kilcar because he's just that good of a player and he brings so much energy and he can get in there for them goals and set up goals for his teammates. So without Ryan McHugh and without Paddy McBertie, who we know has been out all year since he got the cruciate injury, that it's going to be a big, big ask for Kilcar because Niamh Connell, Glenties are an experienced side. You know, all right, they probably were disappointed with their performance last year in the county final. Maybe went too defensive, too cagey. I would, you know, I seen them last week against our boys, and you know, it's the same players. They're a good, experienced team, but I think there's more in Glenties. You know, if they throw off the shackles and go at it a bit more, they've got plenty of good footballers. They can score. They're a good enough attacking team. So you know, as I said, Tom, I think the final of the year before, and they went all out last year to put it right, and they did it, and they did it in style, and they went well in Ulster. But you know, is the hunger still there? It's a big ask to come back and do two in a row, and especially when you're without your two best players. Step up and say, we're not a one-man team, we're not a two-man team. This Kilcar team is about more than Paddy McBertie and Ryan McHugh, and it's a chance for whoever's coming in, and a chance for them other boys like Ciarán McGinley and Mark McHugh and Aidan McGinley, and you know, all them boys, Conor McShane, experienced at the back. You know, them boys might, you know, take on the responsibility and say, listen, it's time for us now to step up here and show the county that, you know, there's more to Kilcar than one or two players. Stephen McBertie, another man there that need a big performance, you know, the final. I think they should have revenge on their minds big time, and they should go out and try and, you know, play better, play more expansive than they did in the county final, and say, listen, we're here now. If we're going to win a championship, we're going to have to beat Kilcar, but let's go at them and let's take them all man for man and let the best team win. And I think Glenties have enough quality, you know, just to shade it by a point or two. But, you know, Tom, it's going to be close because although Kilcar are out the two best players, there's still an awful lot of quality players there. And, you know, they're going to push Glenties the whole way.
And the final game, the one where everybody's looking upon Gweedore, I suppose, is really the champions in waiting. They're facing Bundoran.
Well, that's it, Tom. You know, two teams that are probably full of confidence. Gweedore won Division 1 this year. Bundoran won Division 2. All right, people say there's a gulf in class, but for me, Bundoran are always, you know, probably a Division 1 team. It's probably they suffer maybe from the fact that they don't have Jamie Brennan and Paul Brennan for some of their league games, which can you know, affect them, especially in Division 1. But after last week's late win over Nardra, you know, Bundoran will be coming in, and they're coming in against the favourites, Gweedore, the favourites, a lot of people's favourites to win the championship. So they're in bonus territory, Tom, and they have nothing to lose. And, you know, one thing about Bundoran, they're a big enough physical side, which you need to take on Gweedore, because we all know Gweedore are big and strong and powerful. But, you know, Bundoran might be able to match them in certain quarters. And, you know, with Jamie Brennan up front, he's a live wire, Tom, and if Jamie has the shooting boots on, you know, he can rack up big scores, as we know, and especially get a couple of goals. But, you know, you'd have to fancy Gweedore because they're going so well this year, Tom. They've wrapped up Division 1. They've everyone pulling together, you know, reading between the lines and the papers and different things. You know, they've got all the under 21 team that won Ulster. They've got their boys coming through. They've got the experience of the McGees and Cassidy and Dan McBride and a few of them older boys, you know, Christopher McFadden. The top of the group, Tom, they bet St. Junans and they bet Glenties, which wasn't easy for them, and they bet on low last week. So everyone's talking about Gweedore. They're saying it's their championship to lose, which puts pressure on them. But, you know, I would like to think, Tom, that they'll have enough experience and enough experience to handle Bundoran on Sunday evening. But Bundoran won't make it easy for them, Tom, you know. But I would expect Gweedore to come through before 5 points.